Last Sunday, we tried something new in this new year.
上星期我们就尝试了一个新的方式，在新的一年里。
That is to have church family discussion.
就是可以在教会里这大家庭当中有讨论的时间。
Our aim is to learn the Bible by discussion.
我们的目标就是通过讨论的方式去学习圣经。
Discussion is a complement to preaching.
讨论呢，就是跟讲道相辅相成的。
As a complement to preaching, family discussion as a church is important and valuable.
所以家庭讨论的时间对教会来说是非常的重要，也是很宝贵的。
After all, preaching is one way.
因为呢，讲道是单向的。
The speaker talks and the rest listen.
讲员负责说话，其他人就聆听。
But discussion, by definition, is multi-way.
但是讨论呢是互动的。
The speaker directs.
讲员引导。
But the rest also speak.
其他人也参与说话。
When someone speaks, the rest listen.
当有人讲话的时候呢，其他人就聆听。
In a discussion, although the leader leads by asking questions, anyone can ask questions too.
在讨论当中，虽然主持人呢，就是会有一些引导性的问题，但是任何人都可以提出问题。
This is the main reason why a church family discussion time is valuable.
所以做一个家庭教会一起讨论问题很宝贵。
Last Sunday is the first time.
上星期呢是我们第一次。
I asked many questions.
那牧师我就负责问很多问题了。
You did answer my questions.
大家也回答我的问题。
But we did not have enough time to answer all my questions.
但是我们没有足够的时间一一回答。
But afterwards, some of you came to me and did ask questions.
但是结束之后呢，有个别的也来再提出一些问题。
And I appreciate that.
我也非常
多谢。
谢谢你们提出的问题。
And so today I will respond to the question you raised.
所以今天我要回应一下你们所提出的问题。
But first of all, let us recap the important question that we raised last week.
不过首先呢，我们一起再重温一下上周所提出的问题。
After all, the topic today and last Sunday was about the family.
因为上周和这一周我们讨论的主题呢是关于家庭的。
It's also about marriage.
也是关于婚姻的。
A fundamental question is this.
一个基本的问题是
Why did you get married? For those of you who are married.
我们当中已经结婚的，为什么你们要结婚呢？
For those of you who plan to get married one day, why do you want to get married?
如果我们当中有计划将来要结婚的，为什么你要结婚呢？
This question is so basic.
这个问题好像很基本。
And yet so important.
但是也是非常重要。
But the surprising fact is, very few married couples have thought about it.
但是令人很惊讶的就是很少已经结婚的人有想过这个问题。
So why did you get married?
到底为什么你要结婚呢？
We also said last Sunday, without a clear common goal, can a family become strong?
我们上周也提过，缺乏一个清晰共同的目标，一个家庭能够稳固吗？
Without a clear common goal, can a marriage last?
没有一个清晰共同的目标，一段婚姻可以维持吗？
So, question like this is important, but it's also very personal, very somewhat sensitive, yeah?
这些问题是很重要，但是也可以是很个人、很敏感的一些话题。
Especially when we are to discuss this question together as a group.
特别是当我们要在一个大组里面去讨论这样的问题。
So it's not fair to ask you this question without myself answering it.
所以呢，如果我不先回答这个问题呢，对大家就不太公平了。
After all, a pastor is supposed to lead by example, is it not?
因为做一个牧师，我应该先做一个榜样。
So maybe it's fair for you to ask me, why did I get married?
所以大家可以去问我，为什么你要结婚呢？
Well, why did I get married?
为什么我要结婚呢？
I wonder whether my dear wife Olive would come to my rescue at this moment.
不知道我的爱妻，师母，她会不会马上帮我回答这个问题
？What do you think? Should Olive answer the question first, or should I answer it first?
大家认为呢？是我妻子先回答，还是我来回答呢？
But,
因为师母很漂亮。
This question is too for me. I didn't ask you to answer.
这个问题是问我，不是问你。
You help me. He wants to help me to answer this embarrassing question.
那弟兄就想帮牧师回答这个问题了。
Okay, I'll be honest.
那我很老实的跟大家说。
Why did I get married?
为什么我结婚呢
？And why did I marry her?
为什么我跟她结婚呢
？I want to love a woman.
我想去爱一个女人。
It's good, right?
这是好的，对吧
？It's not wrong, right?
也不是错误的。
So I wanted to love a woman.
我想爱一位女性。
I was and still am attracted to her.
我当时还有现在仍然是很深深的被她吸引。
I like her.
我喜欢她。
I appreciate and I respect her as a person.
我欣赏她，也尊重她。
I used to, and I still do.
我以前是这样，现在也是。
There are many things still I appreciate and respect her about.
现在还有很多方面是我非常欣赏和尊敬的。
And I want to be partners with Olive in following God's way.
而我也很想跟师母作为伴侣一起去跟从神的道路。
I want to be partners with her.In doing God's work together.
我很想跟他配搭去做神的工。
So this is why I got married.
这就是我当年结婚的原因。
So dear wife, would you like to come to my rescue now?
那我妻子，现在你要帮帮我吗？
你需要翻译，你先说，你说完。
为什么要找牧师呢？不是其他人呢？我只觉得我想找的一个对象是能够带领我的属灵的脚步，不是我带领他，是他能够有能力去带领我的，我们一起同心的去为神做
工。So Olive's reply is this.She wanted to get married some 24, 25 years ago was because she was looking for someone who would be her partner and two should have the same goal so that she and he can preach the gospel together and do God's work together. Actually, last night and this morning, I didn't ask her to prepare to answer this question, so this is...Truthful, this is impromptu. Okay.
其实昨晚或者今天上午呢，我都没有请师母预先准备去怎样回答这个问题，所以呢，大家可以放心是，她及时的反应。
I could have given her my notes and prepared to answer, but I didn't.
我大可以先给她我这些讲稿，让她准备，但是我并没有这样做。
But then she went on to say, But why did she choose me to be her life partner? And that was because she was looking for someone who was more mature and who can lead her in her spiritual life in following that goal. So that's the two parts of her answer as to why she got married and why she has chosen me among other people.
所以刚才师母分了两部分去回答这个问题，第一部分就是为什么她要结婚呢？第二个部分就是为什么她特别要选牧师作为她的丈夫。
So I will leave this question for now. If you like, we can continue some other time.
那我们暂时就离开这个话题，之后有机会可以再继续。
But I want to keep this question in your mind, though.
但是我想大家保持继续去思考这个问题。
Without the clear common goal, can a family become strong?
如果缺乏一个清晰共同的目标，一个家庭能够稳固吗？
Without a clear common goal, can a marriage last?
缺乏一个共同的目标，一个家庭，一段婚姻能够持续吗？
Now, last Sunday, we also heard that the Bible is instruction manual for mankind.
上周我们也讲过了，圣经就是我们人类一个最好的说明书。
What does the Bible say about marriage?
圣经怎样谈论婚姻呢？
What does the Bible say about family?
圣经是怎样谈论家庭的呢？
Now, last week, we looked at several very important Bible passages.
上周我们看了几段非常重要的经文。
Let's review them one by one.
我们现在一一的来复习一下。
First of all, the book of Genesis, chapter 1, 27 and 28.
首先是创世纪一章二十七到二十八节。
Genesis chapter 1, 27 to 28.
创世纪一章二十七到二十八节。
And God created mankind in his image.Male and female, God created them. And God blessed them and said to them, Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the whole earth and subdue it, and have dominion over all the creatures of the earth.
神就照着自己的形象造人，乃是照着他的形象造男造女。神就赐福给他们，又对他们说，要生养众多，遍满地面，治理这地，也要管理海里的鱼，空中的鸟，和地上各样行动的活物。
To have children is part of the purpose of marriage, but it's not the ultimate goal of getting married.
生儿育女呢，是神创造人设立婚姻其中一个目的，但并不是全部的原因。
To raise a family is part of the purpose of marriage, but it's not the ultimate goal of a marriage.
去建立一个家庭呢，是婚姻其中一个原因，但也不是全部的原因。
Among mankind, so few people understand this.
但是呢，在人类当中，太少人明白这一点了。
For those who have gotten married, so few people have thought about it.
当中已经结婚的也太少人有想过这个问题。
Procreation is not the ultimate purpose of marriage.
传宗接代并不是婚姻最终的目标。
There is a higher purpose.
有一个更高的目标。
That is, husband and wife together should become God's image among all creation.
就是丈夫和妻子结合一起，彰显神的形象。
This goal is so high, it takes more than a lifetime to reach it.
因为这个目标是非常的崇高，需要我们一生去追求达到的。
And this purpose is so different from the reasons that people get married in the world.
而这个目标呢，也是跟一般人结婚的原因是完全不一样的。
Next, we saw Genesis chapter 2 and verse 18.
接下去呢，我们看到二章创世纪二章十八节。
Yahweh God said, It is not good for the man to be alone. I will make him a helper as his partner.
创世纪二章十八节，亚伟神说，那人独居不好，我要为他造一个配偶帮助他。
According to God, our Heavenly Father, husband and wife are to be partners of a common goal.
按照神的心意呢，丈夫跟妻子，是要一起去
as partners of a common goal,
就是两个人共同去达到一个共同的目标。Sorry, 作为配偶，他们一起有一个共同的目标。
And the Bible says clearly, it is not good for any human being to be alone, because that is a formula for being selfish.
而神的智慧里呢，一个人是不应该独居、独来独往，因为这样只会令到那个人更自私。
Marriage, if it works, is supposed to help husband and wife to become self-giving.
婚姻如果经营得好呢，应该能够帮助彼此更懂得为别人去付出。
Next, we saw Genesis chapter 2 and verse 24.
接下去我们看二章的二十四节。
A man shall leave his father and his mother and cling to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh.
因此人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。当时夫妻二人赤身露体，赤身露体并不羞耻。
Why should a man and a woman leave their parents and cling to their spouse?
为什么一个男人或者女人需要离开他的父母？
Because for a fat marriage to work, there must be mutual commitment.
因为一段婚姻如果要成功呢，必须要有双方的这份委身。
There must be a strong union between a man and a woman for marriage to last.
一定有一份很强的结合，同心才能够令到一段婚姻是坚固的、稳固的。
Now what we didn't see last Sunday is the next passage in Gospel of Luke chapter 3, not Gospel of Mark chapter 3.
那我们上周没有机会看的经文呢，就是在马可福音三章33-35节。
Let us turn to the Gospel of Mark chapter 3, and we'll just read 33-35.
我们一起翻开马可福音三章33-35节。
Mark chapter 3, verse 33. And answering the people, Jesus said, Who are my mother and my brothers? Looking about on those who were sitting around him, Jesus said, Look, my mother and my brother. For whoever does the will of God, he is my brother and sister and mother.
马可福音三章33-35，耶稣回答说，谁是我的母亲，谁是我的弟兄？就四面观看，那周围坐着的人说，看了我的母亲，我的弟兄。凡遵行神旨意的人，就是我的弟兄姐妹和母亲了。
Last Sunday we asked the important question, what can hold a marriage together?
上周我们问过一个问题，很重要的问题，就是是什么维系着一段婚姻呢？
The Bible says, only when people in the family all do the will of God.
圣经告诉我们呢，就是除非这个家庭里每一个成员都是遵行神的旨意的。
This way, a marriage will last.
这样的婚姻就一定可以稳固。
Otherwise, even the marriage between so-called believers, between Christians, so-called Christians, will not last.
否则呢，就算是自称为是基督徒的之间的婚姻呢，也不能够持久。
So in brief, then, God and obeying God's word is the key of holding a family together.
所以简单来说呢，神还有去顺服神的话语，就是令到一段婚姻可以持续的重要的元素。
This is the honest answer, the instruction from the Bible.
这个就是圣经给我们很诚实的回答，也是给我们的指引。
You may not agree with this.
但是大家可能不认同。
There are so many people in the world who may not agree with this.
世界上可能也有很多很多人不认同这一点。
But then we can experiment and be scientific about it.
但是呢，我们可以很科学的试验做一个实验去考证这一点。
Put this claim of the Bible to the test.
我们可以一起去考证、验证这一点。
To see whether it is true.
看看是不是真的呢？是不是正确的呢
？But then, precisely because of this statement.
但正正因为这一句话呢
？Last Sunday after the service, some of you came to me and raised the following question.
上周聚会结束之后呢，有人就来问我了。
Pastor, you said when people obey God's word, this holds a marriage together.
牧师，你说当人顺从神的话语呢，这就可以保持一段婚姻，可以一直持续下去。
Marriage falls apart when people shut God and the Bible out.
婚姻之所以破裂，就是因为人把神还有他话语推到一边。
I did say that.
我的确有这样说。
And the person asked me.
那当时呢，那个人就这样问我。
My parents who are old now, my parents don't believe God. My parents don't believe in the Bible. Yet they remain together until today.
我的父母都老了，他们并不相信神，也不相信圣经。但是到今天，他们依然是一起的，没有分开。
So the question is.
那问题就是呢
How could I say last Sunday that marriage falls apart when people shut God and the Bible out of their lives?
那我上周怎么可以说当人把神和神的话语推开不理会神和他的话语呢婚姻就必定会破裂了
Among you, are your parents still holding the marriage together?
所以我想问问大家你们的父母现在的婚姻都还好吗
Do they believe in God or the Bible?
他们相信神或者相信圣经吗
If you have parents who are still holding marriage together without believing God and the Bible, then the question is right and I might be wrong, right?
那如果你们的父母并不相信神也不相信圣经但是他们的婚姻依然是美满的那可能就是我错了是吧
My statement last Sunday seems to be a very bold claim.
我上周所说的这番话是否有一点言过其实呢
Is my statement last Sunday very viable? Is it true?
到底我说的是真实的吗
So, I thank you for your question, and I'm here today, and we together want to think about this and discuss it.
那我也很感谢你们提出了问题，所以现在我们大家一起可以去讨论这个问题。
So, here is a pair of parents, by now in their 70s or 60s, 70s, who do not believe in God, who do not believe in Christianity or the Bible, and yet their marriage is holding.
那现在我们看到有一对夫妻、可能都已经70多岁了、他们并不相信圣经基督教或者上帝但是他们到目前为止他们的婚姻还是美满的
So was the statement I made last Sunday wrong or why do you think or maybe yes Miss Maggie、So Maggie was not the questioner that asked me last Sunday.
跟我们当中 Maggie 呢，并不是上周提出这个问题的人。
Her parents are now in their 80s. The family is still holding together, and they do not believe in God or the Bible, but they kept the Ten Commandments of the Bible without unaware, because they didn't have the chance.To be taught the Bible.
Maggie, 她父母已经80多岁了，他们不认识神，因为他们还没有这个机会可以接触。但是他们在不知道的情况下，其实已经在一直在遵行圣经十诫里面所说的，所以他们的婚姻也是很美满的。
Maggie, what do you think is the secret of your parents' message? What holds their marriage together, in your opinion?
那 Maggie 你认为你父母的关系之所以这么好到底那个秘诀在哪里呢
The reply is very strange. In her opinion, her parents' marriage is holding together because their parents have been observing, have been keeping the word of God without being aware of it.
那他的回答呢是挺特别的。他认为他的父母的婚姻之所以这么美满是，因为纵然他们不认识神，但是在他们没察觉的情况下，其实他们也在遵行神的话语。
For example, they remain faithful to each other despite challenges, and they have learned to become committed and faithful unaware.
比如呢，他们在面对逆境的时候，一些挑战的时候，他们都仍然对彼此是忠诚的、忠心的。还有就是，
So they have been following God's word, even though they are not aware of it.
所以他们一直都在遵行神的话语，虽然他们自己可能没有留意到。
So do you agree that isn't my statement still holds true?When people obey God's word, this holds a marriage together.
所以，听过 Maggie 这样分享，那我所说的，岂不是对的吗？就是当人遵行神的话语的时候呢，他们的婚姻就能，持久呢。
Whether or not the person is aware, the people are aware they are doing the Bible's teaching, okay?
无论那个人他自己是有意识或者没有意识的在遵行神的话语。
Because my statement last Sunday was, a marriage falls apart when people shut the Bible's teaching out of their lives.
因为上周我所说的呢，就是当人拒绝神，拒绝神的话语的时候，他们的婚姻就一定会破裂。
You can look at any broken family. You can look at any divorce to see whether this statement is true or not.
你可以去看任何一段破裂的关系，无论是离婚啊，或者一个破裂的破碎的家庭，你就可以看到这句话是否正确的。
I wonder whether any one of you have another angle, another opinion to say.
我不知道大家当中还有没有另一个角度去看这个问题呢？
Why is it that couples who do not believe in God or the Bible can hold their marriage together?
为什么一些不信神的夫妻都能够维持一段婚姻呢？
I remind you,we're talking about a couple of our older generation.
当然我要必须要指出我们现在所谈的是在我们长辈当中这些老一辈的夫妻。
And the questioner was a Chinese who talked the parents are still in China.
而且问这个问题的是在讲一个在中国大陆里面的一对夫妻。
Can you think of any other factors?That can help hold the marriage together.
大家还可以想到其他的元素是帮助这段婚姻一直持续下去的吗？
Anyone?
有没有人想回答呢？
Money?
钱。
Do you mind to answer this question?
大家可以回答这个问题吗？
So the questioner last week was Ahoy, and her parents, the father, did have opportunity to make more money and had temptations to have an affair. But all these years, both husband and wife remained committed to each other and did not change until now. It's not because of money. That's the reply.
上周其实发问这个问题的就是开，他父母呢，他父亲其实是有机会去赚很多钱，而且在政府工作呢也会面对很多的诱惑，但是呢，他们夫妻之间都是一直保持对彼此那份的委身，忠心，一心一意，所以他们的婚姻到现在都是很美满的。
So.I don't know, maybe in your parents' case, maybe it's like Maggie's parents. They have followed, they have obeyed the spirit of the teaching of the Bible unaware.
所以呢，或许你的父母就跟 Maggie 的父母一样，他们其实都在遵行神的话语的经意，那个意思，虽然他们自己并不知道。
But just to switch to another topic, let me just conclude this one point.
但是让我先总结一下这一点。
I can think of another factor that helps to hold a marriage together.
我可以想到另一个原因是令到一段婚姻可以持续下去的。
And that is traditional social norm.
就是上一代传统的思想、传统的社会规范。
Because for the older generations in China, in some society, it is very bad, it is a very wrong thing to break up a family.
因为在某些的社会，比如在中国大陆呢，去破坏一个家庭是非常的不好的一件事情。
People didn't feel they have a lot of freedom, a lot of space, to choose.
在这些社会生活的人呢，他们并没有这个自由空间去做这样的选择。
So not because a marriage or a family was happy, but people stuck together for life.
所以呢，并不一定是说他们家庭生活非常的愉快，但是他们并没有选择不能分开。
But unfortunately, times have changed.
但是很遗憾的是，现在时代已经改变了。
Today, the society has changed.
现今的社会已经不一样了。
What is accepted as social norms have changed.
以前我们所接受的这些传统社会规范都已经改变了。
In this country, in the UK, even new laws are passed to allow all kinds of divorce and so-called marriages.
在我们所处的这个英国这个国家，甚至有一些新的法律，是允许各种各样的事情，比如离婚啊，或者其他的事情。
In this kind of times and society, it's harder to hold a marriage together.
在我们身处这个时代里，要维持一段婚姻就变得更困难了。
Maybe it's not very fair to compare a marriage of an older generation with the present society.
所以呢，可能我们如果是去对比，一个上一代的一段婚姻，跟我们现在这一代的婚姻呢，可能不是很公平。
I'd like to switch to another topic.
不过现在我想换一个话题。
What is a family for?
到底一个家庭是为了什么呢？
This is another very fundamental question.
这是另一个很基本的问题。
It's a question that you don't often think about.
是一个你都不会，一般不会去思考的问题。
But may I make you to think about it today?
但是我可不可以在今天就请大家去思想一下呢？
For your good,
为了你的好处。
For the good of the whole church.
为了我们整体教会的好处。
May I make you face this question today?
我想请大家面对这个问题。
What is a family for?
到底一个家庭是为了什么呢？
What are the basic functions of a family?
一个家庭的基本的功用是什么呢？
Are you fulfilling the functions as a family?
你的家庭有没有去达到这些目的。
Especially if you are parents, your husband and wife, are you doing your job as a couple?
特别如果你是身为父母或者一个丈夫一个妻子，你们有没有做到这一部分呢？
We all know when a family functions well, people are happy.
我们都知道如果一个家庭运作得好，经营得好呢，大家每个成员都很开心。
But when the marriage breaks down, what are the consequences?
但是当一段婚姻破裂了，会带来什么后果呢？
So I'd like to address you with this question.
所以我想问一下大家这个问题。
So as parents, married couples, what is a family for?
所以我们当中已经结婚的，或者作为父母的，到底家庭是为了什么呢？
In a brief moment, I would like to address the same question to our teenagers.
在很快我们也会去特别问到我们当中的少年人。
What is a family for?
到底一个家庭是为了什么？
What are the functions of a family?
家庭的功用是什么？
So, I turn over to you. Surely you have thought about this.
我相信你们应该有想过这个问题吧。
You have been married for so many years. Surely you know the answer.
你们结婚这么多年了，你们应该有一个答案吧？
Or should I ask the children to answer first?
还是我应该先问我们当中的孩子们呢？
Anyone?
有没有人愿意尝试呢？
We have family because the family is to... What are the functions of a family?
我们有家庭，因为家庭是为了什么呢？
Jason, the stronger?Jason, the elder. The family is a place where we are taught or where we learn to love. That's good.
家庭是我们学习爱的地方。
Oh, this is quite high. This answer is quite high.
但是这个问题当然比较高。
崇高。
崇高。
But let's start from something more basic.
我们可以从更基本的开始。
I ask you, Jason, because I thought you might answer in terms of food.
我问你，因为我以为你会说啊，应该是为了可以有
食物。
Because
of cooking. Because our lives all start in a family, right?
我们的生命都是从一个家庭开始。
We come into this world starting with the family.
我们来到这个世界就是从家庭开始。
As babies.
就是从一个婴孩开始。
It is in the family that we have milk.
就是在这个家庭里我们有奶喝。
We have water.
有水。
We have food.
有吃的食物。
And hopefully with daddy and mommy.
当然希望是有父母
and siblings and so on
有兄弟姐妹
and Jason has gone on to say something more lofty love
当然 Jason 刚才提到的就是更高尚的就是关于爱
So to start with maybe we should ask parents are your children being well cared for
所以或者做一个开始我先问问父母当中的父母，你们的孩子是有很好的被照顾吗
？In terms of food and clothing，
无论是食物啊、穿衣服啊这些。
You may say of course。
可能你们会说当然呢。
But not so sure。
但是也不是很肯定。
Because 2 days ago, the headline news of the UK is。
因为两天前呢，英国的新闻头条报道是。
A Welsh couple are being charged over the。Either the manslaughter, at least the death of the 8-year-old son.
有一对威尔斯的夫妻，他们被控告是杀了他们的八个月大的孩子。
Because the 8-year-old son has died from a very simple disease.
因为他们八个月大的这个婴儿呢，死于一个很普通的病。
All because the children has never had.A foot in his 8-year-old life.
是八岁大。
八岁。
Sorry, 是八岁大的孩子。其实他为什么死于这个普通的疾病呢？就是因为他八年里都没吃过水果。
Father Wei Sheng, he never had any vitamin C in his body.
他身体里根本就没有维生素 C.
The parents have decided not to send him to school ever.
他的父母决定不带他去上学。
They have opted for homeschooling.
他们选择了家教，在家里教他。
That may not be a bad thing.
本来这个本身并不是不好的。
But last week, the 8-year-old boy died.
但是上周呢，这个八岁大的孩子死了。
And Britain is suing the couple.
所以现在呢，英国在控告这对夫妻。
Did you read that? Did you read that?
大家有没有看到这篇报道呢
？So don't assume.Every couple take care of or give food to their children, okay?
所以我们也不能假设的每一个父母都会很好的去照顾他们的孩子，给他们吃的。
Besides giving your children food and clothing and sending them to school,
除了给孩子提供食物、衣服，还有给他们上学教育。
What other functions are there of a family?
家庭还有其他什么的功能呢？
医学方面，对，佳姐妹。
就是休息，给你很好的一个卧室，有一个很好的床，可以休息，使自己精神非常好，第二天可以应付很多的日常的工作需要。
Thank you. To provide the child or the children a place where they can sleep well and rest well and wake up energetic for a new day. Oh, that's good.You shouldn't neglect that. Okay, so you all heard that answer with the translation. That's good, thank you. So besides food, clothing, schooling, and a place to sleep and rest well, and love, what others?
所以除了食物、衣服、教育、甚至一个很舒适的环境，床可以休息。还有其他什么方面呢
？By the way, children, I'd like to ask you, please, to listen to these very carefully.
现在我特别对孩子们说，请大家特别专心留心去听。
If you have been provided food, clothing, schooling, and a home all these years, be thankful.
如果你过去这么多年啊、都有得到食物，食物、衣服，还有教育，等等等等的时候，请大家真的要非常的感恩。
Not every child in this world, not every child in the UK have these provisions.
不是每一个孩子，无论是世界上或者在英国里，不是每个孩子都可以享用这一切的。
I have appealed to you before, and I do it again today.
我以前可能已经跟你们说过，现在再一次请求大家。
Follow the news.
去多去看新闻。
There are so much social services in the UK today because so many children are being abused.
英国之所以有这么多社会的福利，是因为太多的孩子其实是被虐待或者忽略的。
Or at least neglected. Yeah. So what else besides these things? What are the functions of a family?
那除了以上我们所说过的，其实一个家庭还有什么其他方面的功用呢？
It is a place where the children grow up, and may I say, prepared for society.
应该是一个让孩子健康成长，然后预备好去踏入社会的一个地方。
As such goal, what are the other functions of a family?
那还有什么其他的功用呢？家庭
？Anyone? Fiona?Can you think of something else? Learning about God's word, learning about God's word? You're talking about an ideal family, you're not talking about your own family, no.
那刚才 Fiona 就说到去学习神的话语，当然这个就是一个很理想的家庭了，但是他不是在说他自己的家庭。
Do not assume that Britain or the UK is a Christian country.
我们千万不要假设英国是一个基督教的国家。
Very few families in the UK today teach the children the word of God.
其实现在英国里呢，极少数的家庭是会教导他们的孩子神的话语。
Why do you think learning the Bible in the family is important as a function?
为什么你会觉得教导孩子神的话语是这么重要呢？对于一个家庭来说
，My question may be very obvious. I'd like to hear from you.
我的问题虽然很明显，不过我也想听听你的意见。
I guess you were trying to say that to learn the Bible in the family would help the children in a practical way as to know how to be a human being, how to live, how to grow up and be a good human being. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
我相信你想表达的就是一个家庭如果能够教育他们的孩子去认识神的话语呢对于他们学习怎么做一个人本身或者怎么长大成长都是很重要的。
If children learn how to love in the family, they grow up to be prepared for society.
如果一个孩子在家庭里已经学会去爱，他们也准备好去踏入这个社会。
They will grow up to be good people.
他们成长之后呢，长大之后会做一个好的人。
And such a family will be producing good people for society.
所以这个家庭呢，其实正在培育出一些好的人给社会。
That's very easy to understand.
这应该很容易明白。
But the reality is.
但是事实是呢。
If children are not taught to love in the family will produce very bad elements, bad people for our society.
倘若一个家庭没有去教导孩子去爱， 那他们所教育出来的孩子将来就是一些坏的分子。
Selfish people.
可能很自私。
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's easy, right?
这也很容易理解。
If family is a place where, like a factory or like a school, where people are produced for society, what else should a family teach or give the children?
如果一个家庭我们把它比喻做一个工厂或者一所学校正在生产一些人给社会所用，那你们觉得还有什么元素是非常重要，是这个家庭需要教导这些孩子的呢？
So your parents are giving you good food, clothing, and a good place to sleep, okay?
父母有提供给他们很好的食物衣服还有教育就足够了吗？
I'm pained to think of the fact that so many parents stop at giving children food, clothing, money, and schooling, and no more.
令我感到非常心疼的就是看到很多父母只懂得给孩子食物、衣服、教育等等，就以为是足够了。
What about love?
但是比如爱呢?
And what about other things the family must teach the children?
还有很多其他是家庭本身应该去教育孩子的。
So I ask again, what other things should a family teach or give children?
所以我再次问大家，到底一个家庭应该去教导孩子或者给他们什么呢?
In order to produce good people for society.
一直可以为这个社会培养出好的人。
Eric, what do you think? What are the other important things that the family should provide the children? Jason has said that, so you agree with Jason. Can you think of something else? Sharing is a practical expression of love. Thank you.
分享呢是爱的其中一个很实际的表现。
So don't teach the children to be selfish, but teach them to share.
所以我们千万不要教导孩子只顾着自己很自私，而是要教导他们去分享。
Sounds
like.
我觉得应该是敬畏神
的
第一点。第二个，夫妻双方要敬畏神，彼此相爱，给孩子一个很好的榜样。
So the most important thing, according to Jia Zimei, is to teach the children to fear God. Secondly, as husband and wife, to set an example for the children by being loving one another. That surely are the most important two points of any marriage, any family. Thank you.
所以贾姊妹提到的就是第一需要教导孩子去敬畏神，第二呢，父母本身做一个非常好的榜样，彼此相爱这个是一个好的家庭一个非常重要的元素。
Actually, without that example for the children to see on a weekly basis, they will grow up to be distorted characters.
的确，如果一个家庭缺乏了榜样，那这些孩子呢，长大就会在他们的价值观或者各方面都会很扭曲。
Now our time is almost gone.
我们时间也差不多了。
I'd like to mention some of the things that I have on my notes.
我也想跟大家分享其他的一些东西。
Parents, I'd like to ask you. Parents, I would like to ask you.
我想问问作为父母的。
Are your children learning to be responsible people?
你的孩子正在学习做一个有责任的人吗？
Or are your children just play around, go around, and without being responsible for things they do?
还是你的孩子们只是每天都吃喝玩乐，也不会为到他们的事没有一份责任感。
Because if you don't teach your children to be responsible, you'll be reproducing bad elements for society.
如果你没有教育你的孩子培养这份责任心，那其实你是在为社会预备一些坏的人。
Parents, are your children learning to be faithful people?
作为父母的，你们有在学习做一个忠诚的人吗？忠心的人吗？
Are your children learning to be faithful?
你的孩子有在学习这份的忠心忠诚吗？
Are you teaching your children to be dependable?
你有教导他们去做一个别人可以信赖的人吗？
Are you teaching the children when you say something, you do what you promise to do?
你有没有教导你的孩子，如果你们答应了做一些事情，就真的去做呢？
It, depending on how your family is functioning, you're producing either good or bad people for society.
所以在乎你的家庭是怎样去运作的，那就会决定你所带出来的孩子到底对社会是好的还是坏的。
Last week, one of you used the word resilience.
上一周呢，我们当中有人提到一个字，就是 resilience， 就是能承受打击。
That is the ability to bounce back after being beaten down by hardship and challenge.
这份的反弹的力量就是当你被击倒的时候。
So, are your family teaching your children to be resilient?
这个家庭有在教导孩子怎么去承受挫折，并且可以恢复，可以再站起来吗？
Or are your children's emotions very soft, very vulnerable, very weak?
还是你的孩子们的情感是很脆弱，没法承受打击呢？
So when we ask what is a family for, we are asking a very important question.
所以当我们在问一个家庭是为了什么的时候，其实我们在问一个非常重要的问题。
In other words, is the character of your children taking shape well?
换言之，你的孩子的性情是在很好的被建立吗？
So I conclude this point by turning the same questions to our teenagers.
现在我想总结一下，我也把这个问题转到我们当中的少年人。
Children, how are you preparing for adulthood?
我们当中这些孩子们，你们正在怎样准备进入成年期呢？
Do you think to prepare for adulthood, all you need to do is to pass your exams?
你们认为要长大成人就最重要就是考试都及格吗？或者考得好吗？
Or do your parents tell you the only thing your parents tell you is to graduate, find a good job, make money, and then you are ready for life?
你的父母会否跟你们说，最重要就是毕业，找一份好的工作，那你就准备好面对你将来的人生了。
Well, let's be frank. Your parents may not be right, no?
我们坦白说，可能你的父母也不一定完全对的。
So many families, so many parents in this world who have never thought about these important questions.
因为实在有太多的家庭，太多的父母从来都没有思考过这样重要的话题。
So let's not leave all the responsibility to your father and your mother.
但是我们也不要把所有的责任都推到我们的父母身上。
What are you doing to prepare for adulthood?
你现在正在怎样准备你的将来呢？作为一个将来成为一个成年人呢？
Besides eating well and sleeping well and going to school every day.
除了吃得好、睡得好，还有每天上学。
How should you prepare for adulthood?
你该怎样准备进入成年期呢？
May I ask you a personal question?
我可否问你一个很个人的问题？
Do you plan to get married one day?
你有计划将来要结婚吗？
If you do,
如果你有考虑过，
then you will have a family one day.
那就代表你将来也会有自己的家庭。
Which means one day you'll be producing children for society also.
那也代表你们将来也要为社会准备，预备一些人。
And I say in this church, it's time now to learn and get prepared.
所以我现在告诉大家，你们在教会里，其实现在就是预备的时间了。
It is not too early to think about these questions, no.
我们现在就去考虑这些问题，一点都不早。
Okay, our time is up and we come to the last point.
因为时间关系，我们来到最后一点。
Actually, I have one question that we don't have time for today.
其实我还有一个问题，但是今天没有时间去讨论了。
Some of you may be thinking.
有些人可能在想。
When we got married, we didn't know God or the Bible.
当我们结婚的时候，我们并不认识神，也不认识圣经。
Now that I've heard this teaching,
现在我听到这些教导了。
What can we do now?
那我该怎么做呢？
My spouse, my husband or wife, doesn't believe in God or the Bible.
我的配偶，无论是我的丈夫或者妻子，根本就不相信神，也不相信圣经。
What can I do now?
那我现在该怎么办呢
？What options are there for my marriage, for my family?
那我这个家庭，我这段婚姻还有什么出路呢
？Surely this is another set of very important questions.
很明显，这样的问题也是非常的重要。
What can I do now?
我现在到底要怎么做
？What options are there now?
我有什么选择呢
？I'm already married.
我都已经结婚了。
Okay, so those of you who have not married, you're in a good position.
所以当中还没结婚的，你很幸运，你还在一个很好的。位置。
But like I said, we don't have time for this set of questions today.
不过，我们今天没有时间去讨论这一点。
By way of conclusion,
所以我们先总结。
We'd like to look at the guidelines in the Bible for a successful family discussion time.
我想跟大家看一下，从圣经里看一下一个成功的家庭讨论时间是怎样的。
What must we do in order to have a great discussion time?
如果我们想有一个很好的讨论，我们需要做什么？
Let us turn to the New Testament scripture, the book of James, chapter 1.
我们一起翻开雅各书一章。
Verses 19 to 20.
第十九二十节。
The book of James, chapter 1, 19 to 20.
雅各书的一章十九二十节。
James chapter 1, verse 19 and 20. This you know, my beloved brethren. Let everyone be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger.For the anger of man does not achieve the righteousness of God.
我亲爱的弟兄们，这是你们所知道的，但你们个人要快快地听，慢慢地说，慢慢地动怒，因为人的怒气并不成就神的义。
And don't you think here we see a very clear and important guideline for a discussion time to be successful?
这里我们看到一个很清晰的指引，是可以帮助我们有一个很好的讨论。
This is how a family can come and discuss things without ending in argument.
这就是任何一个家庭能够彼此讨论又不会引到冲突的一个元素。
Now, in order that this church family discussion time is sustainable, here we see an important guideline.
所以如果我们教会做一个大家庭讨论想成功呢可以继续有这样的讨论呢我们就需要看 这里给我们的指引。
When any person speak, the rest listen with respect.
当我们有人说话的时候其他人都带着一份尊重去聆听。
We will not compete and be quick to speak up without listening to others.
我们不会在还没听之前就急着要去表达自己意见。
Neither should we react quickly with our emotions to what people say.
我们也不会很轻易的就很有情绪因为听到别人所说的。
It is more important to learn to be quick to listen, slow to speak, than to talk about concrete topics.
所以呢其实学习去慢慢的说快快的听比起去讨论任何一个实际话题来的重要。
Let's turn also to chapter 3.
我们也翻去第三章。
And verse 17.
第十七节。
James chapter 3, verse 17.
三章十七。
But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, reasonable, full of mercy and good fruits, unwavering,Without hypocrisy.
雅各书三章十七节，唯独从上头来的智慧，先是清洁，后是和平，温良柔顺，满有怜悯，多结果善果，没有偏见，没有假冒。
Can you see some other important guidelines for a discussion time to be successful?
那你们在这里可以看到其他元素是帮助一个讨论可以很成功的吗？
Do you see something? What does it mean to be first pure?
这里说的先是清洁是什么意思呢?
What is this word pure referring to?
清洁是指什么呢?
Well, here purity refers to a pure motive.
这里所说的清洁是指到动机上的清洁。
A family talk ends up in an argument because one or more parties have selfish motive.
一个讨论之所以演变成一场争论呢，是因为其中一方或者其他人都怀有一个错误的动机。
So when we come together to discuss something, we must come with unselfish motives.
所以当我们一起来讨论的时候，我们要确保不会有自私的动机。
In other words, we must put down our own selfish thinking and opinion.
我们一定要先放下我们很自私的思想。
And then the next two is peaceable and gentle.
然后下一点呢，就讲到是和平、温良、柔顺。
That is, we listen to each other with a gentle and a peaceable attitude.
就是我们可以很温柔，很平静的去聆听对方。
And only then can we afford to be reasonable during discussion.
唯有这样的时候呢，我们在讨论的时候才能保持一份的很合理的。
You know, sometimes a family talk breaks down because one person or more are unreasonable.
很多时候一个家庭讨论之所以没法进行呢，是因为其中一方或者大家都是很不合理的。
Either the children are unreasonable.
可能是孩子很不合理。
No, I don't care. I want it. I don't care.
我不管，我就是要这个。
Sometimes the parents are very unreasonable.
有时候可能是父母很不合理。
So the children don't like to talk to the parents anymore.
所以孩子就不想再跟父母讲了。
I've tried. You're unreasonable adults.
我都尝试过了，但是父母你们都是完全不合理。
That's why family discussion it doesn't work out.
所以呢，家庭讨论就没法继续了。
So the Bible is a instruction manual for mankind.
所以我们这本圣经就是神给我们人类的。说明书。
So here we see practical guidelines for any family discussion time to be successful.
我们在圣经里可以看到清楚的指引，帮助我们可以有很成功的家庭讨论。
Now our time is gone today.
我们的时间到了。
So I'd like to say a concluding word for our plan today in the coming months.
那我就说一下我们接下去几个月一些的计划。
For two consecutive Sundays in every month, we'll have preaching.
每个月呢有连续两周，我们会有一般的讲道信息。
Followed by two consecutive Sundays when we will learn Bible by discussion.
然后接下去的两周呢，我们就会有讨论的方式去学习圣经。
Now, I, as a discussion leader, will prepare a topic.
我作为这个讨论的主持人，我会预备一些的问题。
My role is to lead discussion by asking questions.
我的
角色。
角色就是去带领大家，我会负责去问一些问题。
Now, every time a discussion is about one selected topic.
每一次呢，我们的讨论都是围绕一个的题目。
Rather than many scattered over many unrelated topics.
而不是发问很多不同没有关联的题目。
But then you may also request a topic.
但是呢，你们也可以去提出一个问题，一个题目。
You can tell me what you want the church to discuss.
你可以告诉我你希望教会一起讨论什么呢？
If your suggestion is beneficial and suitable for the church to discuss,
如果你的提议对教会都是有益处的，
then it will be a topic for discussion on a Sunday.
或者对教会是合适的呢，那我们都可以在星期天一起去讨论这样的话题。
So the topic may come from you, it may come from me.
所以这个题目可能是从你们那里来的，你们提议的，也可能是我想出来的。
At the back, near the bulletin board.
在后面我们的报告栏前。
Eric has designed a question box for you.
Eric 帮我们预备了一个问题的收集问题的箱子。
To me, that is a piece of artwork in itself.
我看他这个设计就觉得很有艺术感了。
So everything that artist does is a piece of art.
因为我们的艺术家帮我们预备了这样的。
And on top, you see a pile of paper.
在那个柜子上面呢，就有一些的纸。
So feel free to take a piece of paper and write your question down.
那大家可以拿一张纸把你的问题写下来。
And everyone should be feel free to use their own language.
那你可以用你觉得舒服的语言。
Because there will be interpretation.
因为我们都会有翻译的。
Now, if during discussion your interest is aroused and you think of a question to ask,
如果在我们这个讨论的过程中，你想到一个问题想问。
But if the question is not directly to the topic of the day,
但是呢，这个问题跟当天所讨论的主题又不是有关联的话。
Still ask it. Let me know.
你都可以发问的，让我知道。
And I will try to respond to your question first thing next time.
那我在接下去在下一次的讨论，我会第一时间先去回答这个问题。
Now, why do we want to have two consecutive discussion Sundays?
为什么我们会安排连续两周去有这样的讨论呢？
Because of discussion takes time and interpretation takes time.
因为讨论或者翻译都需要时间。
We may not have enough time to come to a suitable conclusion of a discussion.
我们可能不够时间去达到一个很合适的一个结论。
So I will aim to make a brief discussion at the end of the first discussion.
所以我的目标就是在第一次的讨论里最少可以有一个大概的总结结论。
And then the next Sunday we'll continue the discussion and come to a fuller conclusion.
然后接下去的一周呢，我们就继续更深入的去探讨，直到我们达到一个比较圆满的一个结论。
And depending on your response,
在乎大家的回应。
Depending on the result of our discussions,
也看我们讨论出来的这个结果呢。
And we will decide whether or not learning the Bible by discussion will continue for a longer period.
我们会再考虑或者决定接下去会不会一直有这样的用讨论学圣经的这个环节。
Yeah, so this is all the time we have for today.
那这就是我们今天的讨论。
I hope we have aroused enough questions for discussion in the weeks to come.
也希望我已经有挑起大家很多的问题也足以让我们在接下去的时间可以继续探讨。
And I look forward to receiving your questions.
我也很期待可以收到大家的问题。
Let us conclude in the prayer.
让我们一起祷告结束。